You are listening to In Conversation with Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking. Innovation offers opportunities for both current players and possible new market entrants. The final section of this report explores this in more detail. We spoke to two members of the Consumer Sector Client Coverage Team about the following.
So Chapter 7 looks at the opportunities that new entries as well as current market players could explore in particularly beverages in East Africa. So we look at three specific innovations. We look at price innovation, category innovation, as well as non-consumption innovation. And we'll go into more details in this chapter.
So tell us, what are some of the innovations that offer growth opportunities in the East African market?
When looking at price innovation, we found that consumers in East Africa are generally price sensitive, and companies would benefit from adapting a discount pricing strategy. What the local players have done, and that's been particularly successful, is that they've created these new value-oriented soft drinks. In Uganda, we've got the likes of Harris International, which has beverages that are similar to Coca-Cola and Pepsi in flavor, packaging, and pack sizes. But these beverages are offered at significantly lower price points when compared to these global players. The same can be said for METL as well as Bagresa that have made energy drinks more accessible in Tanzania because they're able to offer them at lower price points. The opportunity for some of these global players as well as new market entries is to roll out new local brands at significantly lower price point. This is similar to what Coca-Cola tried to do with Sparletta in South Africa as well as Kindley in India, which is up to 40% cheaper than the usual Coke brands.
Terofadzo, if I could bring you in here, what did you find when it comes to category innovation?
So category innovation is another growing trend in this market. Companies utilize this method of innovation in order to introduce diversity into their product lines, and it's also another way of growing market share and brand trust. So due to the increased concerns around health, consumers are starting to become more aware of what they consume. And as a result, products such as light beer and sugar-free or alcohol-free cider has now come to the fore.
Are you seeing category innovation across the board with all players, or what are your observations?
So the one player that comes to mind that has actually done that is Coca-Cola, where they have branched out from soft drinks into the alcoholic space, which is a very interesting move. What we've also seen is East Africa breweries. They have strong brands such as Tusker, and they've decided to broaden that category and introduce a Tusker cider as well as their lighter versions of beers.
And Linda, the final one is non-consumption innovation. What is that?
Another innovation which we explored is non-consumption innovation, and this is basically when a company or when a producer decides to introduce a completely new product into the market. This is similar to what Indomie did with noodles in Nigeria. When looking at East Africa, we didn't find any local sports drinks. And if stricter regulations were imposed on the disclosure of nutritional information on energy drinks, we would expect some of the more health-conscious consumers to move from this category and would be looking for a substitute. As mentioned, this would lead them to seek healthier alternatives for an energy boost, particularly during sports. So if sports drinks could be offered at an affordable price point, this could be a good substitute for the more health-conscious consumers. So we think also beverages that could be substituted for a meal would be a trend or would be a category that manufacturers could explore. Coca-Cola has done something similar with their brand. So they've got a Minute Maid Boosty, which is promoted as an alternative to a meal. So it's a meal replacement beverage. So we think that that's an opportunity of non-consumption innovation that manufacturers could explore.
This series of podcasts has brought you highlights from the Soft Drinks in East Africa Beverage Report. Look out for other content. This is In Conversation with Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking.